Artisty. Today's guest is Stephen Gorlick, and we'll talk about the economics of happiness. And I'm here to tell you that you'll never find more economic happiness than you can get by calling 877-500-5266 and sharing some of your economic happiness with us.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Please call 877-500-5266 to show your support today. Breakfast was provided by Gravy, located at 3957 North Mississippi Avenue. Open at 7:30 a.m. every day and serving breakfast till 3 p.m. Serving lunch on weekdays after 11 a.m. Lunch was provided by Elephant's Delicatessen, making local food from scratch since 1979. With 8 locations in the Portland metro area. Menus and more at elephantsdeli.com. Dinner was provided by Reverend's Barbecue, located in Selwood at 7712 Southeast 13th Avenue, serving smoked brisket, chopped pork, and fried chicken. Family-friendly and open daily at 11:30 a.m., with happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the film screening Home Skillet, Thursday, February 12th at the Mission Theater in Portland. The film tells the story of Portlander Maggie. Her life intersects with Alicia, a teen mom. As Maggie continues on her journey, the lives of many are deeply affected. Again, that's the film Home Skillet, Thursday, February 12th at the Mission Theater, 1624 Northwest Gleason Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, I'm Joanne Hardesty, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. It is my pleasure to have with me today Stephen Gorlick. He's the Managing/Programs Director for Local Futures, International Society for Ecology and Culture. Stephen Gorlick is the author of Small is Beautiful, Big is Subsidized, co-author of Bringing the Food Economy Home, and co-director of The Economics of Happiness. His writings have been published in Ecologist and Resurgence magazine. He frequently teaches and speaks on local economics around the U.S. He also runs a small-scale organic farm with his wife and two children in Vermont. Welcome to the program, Stephen Gorlick.
Glad to be here.
It is our pleasure to have you here. And so when I saw the title, I have to say The Economics of Happiness, I was thinking, is this like a new wave back to the 60s movement kind of thing?
No, not really. What it is that people are increasingly aware that we face a number of crises, from climate change to this huge and obscene gap between rich and poor, an epidemic of depression. There's, dwindling resources. The list goes on and on. And we have a tendency to think that in order to address those issues, it's going to require sacrifice on our part. That's the dominant narrative. And in a sense, that's true. It means to solve them, we have to give up a lot of the consumer culture amenities that we've grown used to. But in the end, life, I believe, and we all believe at Local Futures, that life would be actually better for us all, that we'll, you know, the current system is not leading to happiness for the majority. In fact, you could call our current economic system, the economics of unhappiness. Yeah. It creates constant dissatisfaction. It's one of the things that drives consumerism. So shifting to a more localized, diverse and diversified economies everywhere would leave people much happier than they are today.
And so, Stephen, you have been very generous in giving us some thank you gifts for new members. We have tickets for the upcoming conference here in Portland, and the conference is from February 27th through March 1st, the conference starts at 6 p.m., and it's going to be held at the Elliott Center, which is located at 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. And so for a membership and donation of $180, you can get a ticket to attend the Economics of Happiness. And we also have, for a donation of $60, some videos. And I will tell you more about that video opportunity in the future. But I'm hoping that Stephen will give us some kind of snapshot of what people who are attending the conference hope to come out of that conference with.
Well, the idea of this is the fourth in a series of Economics of Happiness conferences we've had. The first was in Berkeley in 2012. We've had one in Byron Bay, Australia, and one in Bangalore, India. And the idea is to bring together people who are working on disparate issues around either social justice, the environment, even individual psychology and spiritual values, and bring them into the same room to dialogue and to exchange ideas. And it's our belief that it doesn't really matter what area of activism you're working in. Ultimately, the solution is going to lie in some fundamental economic change. And so we're hoping that by bringing together people to exchange ideas and inspiration, that we can strengthen the work that people are already doing, but also create a stronger people's movement by linking hands across these divides, both the divides between these sort of siloed environmental, social justice, labor issues, and across the north-south divide as well, because it's an important part of these conferences that we get voices from all over the world, including the global south. So I think people can come away, hopefully, with a better understanding of how globalization is a root cause of whatever issues whatever crises they recognize already, and that localization is a really strategic solution multiplier that can help solve all those crises simultaneously. And that they'll be able to link up with other people who are working on similar issues across the world.
And have you, from the conferences you've had already, do you feel like that's been accomplished in those other locations?
Yeah, I mean, the feedback we've gotten has been very, very positive. People feel really inspired to know that, A, that it's not all doom and gloom, that there are solutions that can really make a big difference, and also that they find it inspiring to be in touch with others who are doing, you know, hands-on work in different parts of the world. And that exchange of ideas is really empowering to people. So one of the things I should mention that's grown out of these conferences is that we're starting what we're calling the International Alliance for Localization, which is going to be a network of individuals and organizations, NGOs, across the planet, really, that will continue to dialogue with one another, will be a network to support each other's work, to keep informed of each other's work, to find out what is working in different places and what's not working. And so people will be able to strengthen the work that they're already doing.
Wonderful. And so I'm curious, we're about to go and encourage people to become members, because we are, in fact, in the middle of a membership drive. Mm-hmm. Before we go there, can you give me I think we're going to go there first and then I'll come back, because I don't want to cut your answer off. And okay. So I'm going to invite our volunteers to come on board, to invite our listeners to call 877-500-5266.
That's right. That's exactly what to dial, Joanne. This is Linda here in Membership Central. You know, you've really been responding, you, the audience out there this morning, and we want to keep that going. Thank you to another anonymous, generous anonymous person. It really is. These people are stepping up. You will be able to match your money dollar for dollar for the next $250 that calls in. So please get that phone ringing right now. It's 877-500-5266. We have new phone answerers in and old phone answerers leaving. It's been really bustling here this morning. I want to take a moment to thank you. I want to thank Kelly from Oregon City, Elizabeth from Vancouver. I'm going to stay with Washington for a moment because Washington's really in the house this morning. We have Lee from Carson, Washington. We have Craig from Vancouver, a new member. Matt from Hosum, Washington, a new member. Oh, I know Hosum on the way up to Trout Lake. And we have Patty, also a new member. We want to thank, from Vancouver, we want to thank all of you new members for calling in.
Wonderful. And again, the number to call, 877-500-5266. With that $250 match that was just mentioned, you know, you could, if you did a $180 donation, you would get a ticket to attend the Economics of Happiness Conference. Based on my guess, clearly this sounds like an opportunity to meet people from all around the world who are trying to find ways to a different kind of economy, one that's not based on greed, one that's not based on winners and losers, one that's based on we're all in it together. What a great opportunity to be able to participate in this conference. Again,
absolutely. And the number to call is 877-500-5266. Now, when we say a ticket to this conference for a minimum $180 donation, which would be doubled, what we're saying is it's four whole days of meeting with both experts and people who are like you and very interested in how are we going to forge forward out of the, you know, this economy that doesn't support people. So it's a 4-day conference that you would be able to attend with that. That's a really great deal. The number again is 877-500-5266. I have some Portland people to thank as well.
Yay.
I have Joyce from Portland. I have Stefan from Portland. I have Gary, Chris, and George from Portland. And Patty from Portland, thank you all for becoming members and for supporting KBOO. You know, you've had our phones really ringing, and we need to keep that up. That's the momentum that we need to have. I wish we'd had it from the first of the drive, and we're more than happy to have it now.
Yes.
It seems like this time we're going to be a little bit like last minuters. So don't last minute the opportunity to double your money. Call right now at 877-500-5266. Know that your dollars make a difference. We have a goal, a pretty modest goal right now of $750 for this time slot. Make a difference with your dollars. Double your dollars right now and call us at 877-500-5266. And now we're back to Joanne.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate having volunteers here helping us to raise the money that we need to make this program successful. So I thank you very much. Again, the number is 877-500-5266. And so I'm going to go back to my guest, Stephen. Stephen,
Before you start, I just wanted to put a plug in myself for this pledge drive.
Please.
We have a radio station out here that I believe is a sister station of yours, WGDR in Plainfield, Vermont. And stations like KBOO and WGDR are so vital in this day of corporate controlled media to have the option to hear voices that are, as you say, from the edge or from out of the mainstream.
Yes.
And we get a drumbeat of information from the corporate media and even NPR, I'm afraid, that is supporting this existing status quo. The changes that they may promote, if any, are going to be on the margins, and it's tinkering with a system that really needs fundamental change. And having a non-corporate source of information is vital in these days.
Thank you so much for adding your voice to community radio, because we agree with you. Otherwise, we wouldn't be volunteering our time here. So thank you so much for that. So I'm really intrigued by the conference. So as I'm looking through the agenda, and actually the conference starts on Friday afternoon at 4:30 with registration, and conference events officially kick off at 6 p.m. And then they run through Sunday at closing is at 7 p.m. on Sunday. So it's almost three full days of nonstop workshops, music, opportunities to meet people from all over the planet. One of the things that I love about the agenda is like one of the workshops, Diversity, Beauty, and Survival, as a plenary session. What could we expect from that workshop?
You know, I honestly don't know. I wish I were. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to come to this conference. Pointed out, I'm in Vermont, and it's 3,000 miles away. And that one intrigues me, and I wish I could tell you exactly what it's going to be about, but I think people will just have to show up and find out.
They will just have to find out for themselves and then come back and tell us what that workshop was about. So what I'm seeing is that there is a real diversity of workshops, a real diversity of leaders. And so I'm assuming some of the workshop leaders are from other parts of the world. They're not all from the United States of America. They are.
Well, among the plenary speakers who will also be probably doing workshops, I'll just mention a few who are from abroad. There's Bayo Akamalafe, who's from Nigeria. He describes himself as an ethno-psychotherapeutic researcher, lecturer, and author. He's a wonderful storyteller, and he brings a very moving voice from Africa that I think we can all relate to and learn from. There's Camila Moreno. She's a Brazilian activist who works on rainforest issues and climate change issues. Helena Norberg Hodge, I should mention, she's coming from Australia. She's the director of our organization, the founder of our organization. And she has experience over the last four decades, mostly on the Indian subcontinent. Let's see, there's a woman, Jihan Giron, who is the executive director of the Black Mesa Water Coalition. She's Navajo and African American, and she's going to bring information about energy development in indigenous communities. There is Manish Jain, who is a fascinating speaker. He's from India. He has an organization called Shikshantar, which is does a fundamental rethinking of Western-style schooling in the South and its implications and impacts. So I think that if you go, you should definitely catch his talk. Carol Black, she's an American, but she did a film that prominently features Manish called Schooling the World. And that's her talk will be very interesting as well. Let's see.
Actually, as I'm looking through this, there's absolutely a plethora of people and topics. And I think what I love about this is the ability to bring people who are working pretty much in silos, right, on their own issues. Yeah. And they may be doing a great job and they may be really having an impact, but being able to let people know that there are interlinks, right, to these issues is like they're not independent. So if you're talking about food, for example, you can't talk about food without talking about the environment. And so I think it's really a wonderful opportunity for people to engage in that way. I want to let our listeners know that the DVD that I mentioned earlier, the Economics of Happiness, a DVD for a minimum pledge of $60, features a chorus of voices from six continents calling for systemic economic change. The documentary describes a world moving simultaneously in two opposing directions. On the one hand, government and big business continue to promote globalization and a consolidation of corporate power. At the same time, all around the world, people are resisting these policies, demanding a re-regulation of trade and finance, and far from the old institutions of power, they're starting to forge a very different future. Communities are coming together to rebuild more human-scale ecological economies based on a new paradigm and economics of localization. And so this sounds like a really, really intriguing DVD, and for a minimum pledge. And we're going to go back to our membership central. We're going to talk to Linda, and we're going to encourage people to call us at 877-500-5266. These are really big topics to be trying to wrap your head around first thing in the morning. But that's why you need the DVD, or you need to go to the conference so you have more opportunities to wrap your head around these issues.
Yes, thank you so much, Joanne. This is Linda in Membership Central. The number to call is 877-500-5266. That's right, because if you just tuned in, we're in the middle of our winter membership drive. And we have some great prizes for you, but I want to make sure you know that your dollar will be doubled. So don't wait and let the time pass by, because we don't have endless matching grants. These really are individuals who step up and say, you know, I really love Voices from the Edge, and I really love this topic she's talking about, so I'm going to put up a matching grant. So every dollar you give, I talked to a wonderful woman earlier who called with $20. She's a brand new member. She's heard us a couple times and got real intrigued. Please do that. Or if you've been listening for a while and just not getting to becoming a member, please do take this moment to do this. You know, this DVD, The Economics of Happiness, seems perfectly made for Portland. I was listening to this, and I know that both friends of mine and many people say, what can, you know, I get tired of hearing how bad it is. I know it's really bad. What can we do to make a difference? What can we do that will, how will it be different in the future? Not even able to envision a real difference. And I think that they're the kind of person, if that's you, you should take us up on a $180 membership fee and go to the conference. And Or just call in and get The Economics of Happiness. It's 877-500-5266. I know there are so many of you out there struggling to look for the answers of how we're going to move forward in a way that can bring equity and justice to the people of the world, and maybe can actually save the physical planet from demise. Well, this is a conference about people who are struggling with and working forward and moving, and experts on trying to move those directions. Really a broadening your mind kind of conference, and really a broadening your mind kind of topic. So for a minimum pledge of just $60, which would become $120 to KBOO, you can get the DVD, The Economics of Happiness, directed by Helena Norberg Hodges and Steve Gorlick, our guest who's on right now. Such a wonderful thing, and we really love to hear from you as supporters of Voices from the Edge as well. I believe, I said it earlier, that I thought Democracy Now! Played an important role in having the movement of Ferguson catch on around the nation. I believe that Joanne has played an important role in this city in having the movement to hold police accountable, really stay foot to the fire, not go out of our thinking, not slip from our point of view, and not for us not to know what's really going on in that area. She makes a huge difference in the community in that area. And if you care about that issue, that's reason enough right now to pick up that phone. It's 877-500-5266. Joanne is one of our wonderful volunteers. Almost all of us you hear on the air, including me, are volunteers. We do this because we know it makes a difference. This is our form of activism. It's our contribution to the world. Let it be your contribution to the world too. It's easy to do. It takes just a few minutes on the phone. It's 877-500-5266. 877-285-5266. I'll say it slow again because I know I tend to get going fast. 877-500-5266. $60 minimum pledge, $5 a month out of your checking account. That's a good way to put your foot in if you've never been a member. But, you know, we would love it if you wanted to give $2,000 right now. You could do that. We would take that pledge and it would be put to use. You know, we've had dozens of people call in this morning, really, and we love it that way because it takes little pledges, big pledges, and all kinds of people to make community radio, and that includes you. It really does. You can do it on the computer if you don't want to have to pick up the phone and actually use your voice this morning. You can use your fingers as your voice. It's KBOO.FM. You can do that from your smartphone if you're out somewhere, and when you get there, you'll get right onto the homepage, and it'll immediately tell you that we're in our membership drive, and you can go from the links there. That's another easy way to do it. We've been having more and more of you choose that. And that's another thing about KBOO. We may be 47 years old, but we're not stodgy. You know, we're a 47-year-old radio station going strong, and we've moved full force into the internet. All of our shows are getting archived now. Even our music shows you can listen to or download for 2 weeks after they go on. But shows like this right now will be on there forever on the web under this date. You can go back and cover that issue. So, you know, support the radio station that's, you know, really making a difference and supports you. It's KBOO.FM on the web, and it's 877-500-5266. Every dollar you give right now will be doubled. We only actually have, you know, a half of this show left to go. Don't let it go without you making a difference with your dollar. Use your fingers right now.
You are absolutely right. And as I think about the upcoming Economics of Happiness conference that will take place here in Portland on February 27th through March 1st, if you did a $20 a month pledge, you would have a free ticket to attend the conference, and you would know that your dollars are supporting KBOO to continue to be on the air and provide this special service to you. I want to thank the volunteers that are back there working hard, answering the phone, and I want to encourage you to keep calling because we don't get matches often, so how wonderful to be able to invest in your community radio station today and know that the money that you donate has been doubled. I'm going to return to my guest, and my guest, if you're just joining us, is Stephen Gorlick, and he is a co-director of the Local Futures International Society for Ecology and Culture. And so I wanted to go back to have a more global look at this conference, right? Because the conference is really about making a connection between the global economy and what's happening to people locally. And so I have to, so my question is how do we sustain that connection, right? Because I think it's probably wonderful that people come together, but the sustaining of that and really understanding how what happens in one part of the world really has an impact on us locally.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that you said earlier about how people can feel, I think it was you that said that people can easily feel overwhelmed by all the problems that we face.
Yes.
And from our perspective, that is one of the things that leads to paralysis, that people can't feel that there's no hope, that there's nothing that they can do. And, you know, one day it's that the tundra is melting and climate change is going to accelerate. The next day it's the Fukushima radioactive plume has reached the west coast of America. The day after it's something about ISIS. And it goes on and on and on, a school shooting here and there.
Right.
And what we feel is that if you look at all these things as isolated events that are unconnected, then that is overwhelming because you just don't know where the next shoe is going to drop, where the next problem is going to come from. And each of them by themselves seems almost intractable.
Yes.
So it can easily lead to paralysis. And what we believe is that all of these things are linked, and that when you realize that, it makes... it actually is empowering because you realize that you have one fundamental problem rather than 100 or 1,000 separate problems mm-hmm. to address. And, you know, I won't be able to fully articulate the argument about why all of these things, whether it's environmental or social or economic, all stem from this global economy, this push for globalization, which is giving corporations and banks so much more power. It's erasing cultural diversity around the world, creating this global monoculture. It's creating, as a result of that, it's creating all sorts of ethnic friction and religious fundamentalism. There's a number of links that all head back to this global economy. And so even though the idea of shifting direction from global to local, which is what we're pushing for,
right,
may itself seem very difficult, we believe that if all these groups that are working on these individual issues link hands, we can have a people's movement created that can really stand up to the corporate juggernaut, that can make a difference in affecting some fundamental change. It's not going to come from the top down. We can't rely on our political leaders. The whole system is so corrupt and you know, beholden to corporate interests that they're never going to do it on their own. It's going to have to come from the bottom. And so what's needed is a people's movement that's really powerful. And we believe that if all these groups in both North and South that are working on environmental, social justice issues, economic, labor issues, if we all link hands, we can create that movement. So to get back to your question about how we sustain that momentum that comes from these conferences, I do think that when people have that understanding, that deeper, broader perspective, that even if they continue working on whatever issue is most dear to them, knowing that they have allies in other parts of the world and in other parts of the country and other parts of the city, that are, even though they may be working in a different area, it's no longer siloed. It's they're all working together, pushing in the same direction, and that can have a huge psychological difference in your work. Sustaining that means, though, really maintaining contact with others. There are a lot of ways that that can happen. You know, as I mentioned, we're setting up this International Alliance for Localization. There's another network called the New Economy Coalition, which you may have heard of, which is linking together groups in another network that focuses on alternative economic arrangements. They are almost exclusively focused on the U.S., however, and our Alliance for Localization will be international in scope, so it's a bit broader. But there are ways to maintain connection with others and to continue the momentum that you come away from these conferences with.
Mm-hmm. And so, Stephen, I want to get a little bit personal with you. You travel the world talking about local economies, and you're an organic farmer. And so I want to talk about, like, how do you, it sounds like you actually walk your talk. So if you're talking about economies, you're talking about natural food, and you are a local organic farmer.
Yeah, well, I don't travel the world anymore. I did when I was younger. once I put down roots here, I have limited my travel. I rarely, we have so many animals now. We have a milk cow. We have 6 dairy goats. We have laying hens. My daughter just got a horse. And so there are so many chores to be done every day that even leaving for a weekend is out of the question.
Wow.
Helena,
so you're a serious farmer now.
I'm more of a farmer, yeah. And, you know, I do connect with the other people I work with via Skype and that sort of thing. But it's a very hands-on life. It's not only the farm, but we you know, if I, when I look out the window, now there's 3.5 feet of snow on the ground. It's been getting down to 20 below at night, and we heat our house only with firewood, and so those fires have to be kept going. And, you know, we're off the grid, so we have solar panels for electricity, and there's a lot of fidgeting and fiddling with that. So, yeah, it's a very hands-on life, and it's very difficult for me to get away.
And very intentional, it sounds.
Yeah, it was a conscious choice that that my wife and I made 20 years ago to do this. And that's what we've pursued, and it's been a very rewarding life. I'm very fortunate to be living this way. It's hard work, but the rewards are that more than compensate.
And do your children work the farm, or are they? Are they of the age where they're working with you, or are they off living their life?
Yeah, my son is 17, my daughter is 14, and they've, you know, been doing chores here for most of their lives, it seems like. So they've definitely been integrated into farm life at an early age. We homeschool them, too, so there's a lot of, they spend a lot of time here.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Well, and it sounds good. It sounds like a kind of a self-sustaining kind of environment to live in. And it's ironic because, of course, as the U.S. was going through the economic downturn, right, the latest economic downturn, mm-hmm. There were a lot of people, middle class, that hadn't seen that for quite some time and were really freaking out. There are a lot of low-income people, however, who've learned how to live with a whole lot less, right?
Yeah.
And so I had always thought that being able to bring those groups together would be beneficial for all concerned, right? Because they'd be able to.
I agree completely.
And because we seem to live such isolated lives, right? We just kind of live it with our own very narrow group of folks. So how I'm intrigued by living on a farm, especially in a place that gets 20 below. I think I'd rather be somewhere where there was sunny all the time, but I'm very intrigued by the intentionality of living on that kind of existence.
It's interesting what you say about the people at the lower end of the
economic,
the economic spectrum that are able to withstand these recessions because they haven't bought in or they haven't gotten used to living high on the hog.
Right.
In Vermont, when the Great Depression hit, there are stories from people who grew up here that say that they didn't even know there was a depression on because it really made no difference. They were largely self-sufficient, and they were, you know, not buying a lot of stuff with cash. There was a lot of barter economy. There was neighbor exchange. People, you know, on their family farms working together, and things didn't change all that much. It's Vermont has changed a lot. It's no longer a state of small, self-reliant farmers. But I will say that one of the good things about Vermont is that it's small, and it's one of the arguments that we try to make is that scale is crucial. And global economies, by definition, global in scale, and that's way too big. Vermont, because its population is about 650,000, which is that roughly what Portland is?
Yes.
Yeah, so we have about as many people in this entire state as there are in Portland. And because it's small, our elected leaders are much closer to the people they represent than they are in a state like California or New York or even Oregon.
Yes.
It's common for people like me who are, you know, I mean, I'm not a conventionally political person. I'm not a party, you know, aficionado at all.
Yeah, right.
But I've met with the last two governors just as part of a citizen group that just wanted to talk to him about some issue.
Right.
You know, you run into our U.S. senator at the farmer's market sometime. And that kind of scale, I think, is what can make democracy work. There's even it's hard to know whether it's serious or not, but there's even a secession movement in Vermont to secede from the U.S. and to go it alone. And it's largely tongue-in-cheek, but there are good reasons to feel that the United States itself is just too big.
Right.
That, you know, you have states that really have nothing in common with one another being forced to cohabit, as it were. And, yeah, smaller scale, small is beautiful, as E.F. Schumacher said, and I really believe it's true.
Well, we are going to take a moment to go back and meet with our fabulous volunteers who are encouraging you to take this opportunity to call 877-500-5266. We've got some fabulous thank you gifts for you. If you make a pledge of $180, then you could get a ticket to the Economies of Happiness Conference that will take place here in Portland at the Elliott Center on February 27th through March 1st. Or if you would like to make a donation, a pledge of $60 for your membership, you could get a DVD of the Economics of Happiness, which is actually has voices from six continents calling for systemic economic change. We desperately need systemic change in this country. And if you agree, please give us a call. Please join us. Please join your community radio station by calling 877-500-5266.
That's right. Thank you, Joanne. This is Linda. I'm here in Membership Central, and you have been calling in. I want to thank Sean from Corvallis, and I want to thank Lori and Dave from North Portland. And people have been signing up for the conference.
Yay.
You know, I've been listening to this, and I've been thinking how we're all a part of this local movement here in Portland. Almost everybody I know cares about buying local.
Yes.
And we have supermarkets who really make their whole business around supporting local and regional, like animal agriculture, wheat from eastern Washington, apples from, you know, just north of us here in Washington, and all of that. And it's really almost become second nature in my community, and I believe out there in the KBOO airwaves, to really realize that going local is the way we're going to have to go if we're not going to keep using fossil fuels in the way that we are, and that it can be pretty wonderful. I see apartment complexes with, you know, little gardens that people in the apartments are able to have. I never saw that 5 years ago. So I think Portland really is perfect for this conference. And if you're listening, think about getting to meet people from all over who are like you, committed to a different way of doing things, a local, not global way of doing things. And how do you actually get there? So pick up your phone, like the phone you just heard ring. It's 877-500-526. Please do it right now. You can still double your dollars. That's right. You can double your dollars for a little bit more. We're going to be running out of that matching grant. An anonymous member is wanting to support you and in giving and giving generously. And we've had people calling with small donations, and we've been having people call with large donations, but we need every single one of those dollars. And, you know, KBOO is a local product.
Yes,
you know,
we are.
It's very, very homegrown and made from love and with volunteers and out of this local soil. And I think that's something you probably love about here. And we have many programs that support local movements and sustainable movements. In fact, I think we had one of the hosts of one of our important programs doing that, the Recovery Zone. So please show that you who believe in this movement and who support this movement, support your local radio station who brings you the information about it. It's 877-500-5266. Once again, for a minimum donation of $180, you can go to this conference starting February 27th at 6 p.m. and going to the 1st. That's a weekend conference.
Yes, it will. It will be a very, very fulfilling weekend.
as I look at the list of co-hosts or sponsors for this partnering organizations for this conference, if you look at the list, I know you will find people and organizations that you believe in and trust, like the Center for Sustainable Economies, City Repair, Community Rights Lane County. I see a Right to Dream 2, New Economy Coalition, a New Economy Work Group, Northwest Cooperative Development Center, Northwest Earth Institute, Oregon Banks Local, Oregon Climate. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I'm so happy to see that Right to Dream 2 and Right to Survive are also partnering organizations in this conference. And for, I don't know if you know, Stephen, but Right to Dream 2 and Right to Survive are houseless communities that have created a safe space for houseless people to be able to sleep, eat, spend time together without being harassed by the police and being disturbed in their rest. So there are some incredible co-sponsors for this conference. And again, the conference is the Economies of Happiness Conference, and it's February 27th through March 1st. So we've been talking about why the need. I'm sorry, did you want to say something, Stephen?
No.
I was going to say, we've been talking about like why it makes perfect sense to bring these divergent groups together to create some synergy around really this fundamental change. What will the fundamental change look like, Stephen?
Well, we call it a shift from global to local as a snapshot way of looking at it. And it's important to realize that the way things are right now, it's not a static situation. It's not as though we have an economy that is of a certain nature, because the push from governments and big business to accelerate and continue the process of globalization is continuing. Right now, there are two free trade treaties that are being negotiated secret as usual.
Right.
You know, one is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the other is the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, and both of these will give still more power to corporations. And even one of the most sinister things about these is that they include these investor-state dispute resolution clauses, which give corporations the right to sue governments if they enact regulations or laws that could impede their profits. It sounds insane, and it probably is, but these clauses have already been in other free trade treaties, and one example of how they've been used is that Philip Morris, for example, sued Uruguay and Australia for increasing the size of the warning labels on their cigarette packaging. They wanted hundreds of millions of dollars in compensation for that.
Wow.
The province of Quebec enacted a ban on fracking, and a fracking company sued them for lost profits because of that. One of the ones that's happening right now in Europe is that this Swedish corporation called Vattenfall is suing Germany for 4.7 billion euros because they phased out nuclear power and they're replacing it with renewables. And Vattenfall is a producer of nuclear power plants. And so even when we think that we want to move in the right direction and we're putting all this pressure, the corporations are putting even more pressure in the opposite direction. So the situation we have could get worse if we don't work to resist this further globalization of the economy.
It's kind of hard to imagine it getting worse than it is at the moment, but you're absolutely right. That's a scary thought. So I'm glad to hear that. And so it means, I think it might mean that, are we putting pressure on Congress? I mean, is there a legislative bent to this conference that actually engages our, and I put this in quotes, our elected leaders in Congress?
Yeah, I doubt that there will be much of a focus on direct legislative lobbying, but there are groups, many groups, that are working to fight these free trade treaties.
Right.
And they should be supported. You can, if you go to our website, www.localfutures.org, you'll find links to those organizations. They have petitions. They have ways of contacting your legislators to urge them to fight the fast track legislation that would mean an up or down vote on these trade treaties. We're convinced that if the public actually were informed about what the contents of these treaties were, there would be an uproar about it. That they would be, that no legislator would dare support it.
But don't you believe that we now know what, I mean, we have experience with these trade agreements, and what we know is that what did they do? They took jobs out of the U.S., right? They depressed wages for the rest of us. So we have a long experience with free trade agreements. I'm going to go and talk to Membership Central
again
for a few moments, but when I come back, I would love to pick up on that because I'm intrigued by this idea of once the people know, we are ready to push forward. But for the moment, we want to encourage you to pick up your phone and give us a call. The number to call is 877-500-5266. We are now down to 10 minutes left for you to double your money for your pledge, for your membership, for your community radio station. If you have been just so intrigued with this conversation, you have not been able to leave your radio, now's the time. Go to your phone and call 877-500-5266.
That's right. This is Linda here in Membership Central, and you have been calling, and our phone answers have been getting busy, but we still have more to go to reach our goal. So please do, right now, call us at 877-500-5266. We've been a little bit of last-minuters this pledge drive, and we want to break ourselves of that habit. This has been a really wonderful conversation. You know, I know a lot of times people say, well, can't you tell me something good? Well, you're always telling me bad news. Can you tell me some good news? I think it is good news that there's even a conference like this. Mm-hmm. It takes visionaries. It takes people who are looking farther than right in front of them, and many of us don't feel able to do that, to take a longer look. But it also takes practical people, the ones who are doing the farming. And I think it's often a combination of both, because Steve Gorlick, the author of The Economics of Happiness, is one of those people. He can look both local and close. But living in Portland, the local movement is here. This is a conference that's really going to help you carry that forward. So if there's any of you still out there, of course you can sign up for the conference after this show is over. But when you call in at the $180 level during this show, you are supporting KBOO with your dollars and getting into the conference. So that is really a spectacular double for your money.
That's absolutely true. And it's so wonderful to be able to do both, right? And you're absolutely right. Here in Oregon, we pride ourselves on being organic, on looking for organic foods, looking for opportunities to be closer to the earth. We've been leaders in those areas, and so having this conference here in Portland really gives us an opportunity to not only just showcase the talent that's here, but to learn from people from all over the world. So the opportunity to join this conference will be here as was said when this program is over. But you get 2-for-1. Actually, you get 3-for-1 if you call within the next 9 minutes. And the number to call is 877-500-5266. And the 3-for-1 is your dollar is matched. You get to go to an incredible conference, meet people all over the world, and you're supporting your community radio station.
And you know, the other way that this is important, Joanne, that really occurs to me, you know, we're in the hot seat in a way with global warming, and that we're going to be where everybody wants to move.
That's right.
And we have land use laws and policies that help protect agriculture still being here. We have one of the most fertile valleys in the world. Let me say that again, one of the top 15 fertile valleys in the world here in the Willamette Valley. And this conference is going to bring people together who are going to be really important in fighting forward, because we're going to be getting a lot of people from a lot of areas who don't necessarily believe in organic and local and want to have a big mansion out in our agricultural land instead of having it be farmed. We are going to need all of the kinds of people who attend this conference, and that's you. If you call in right now and become a member at the $180 level, that's 877-500-5266. I do have some people I want to thank right away. There's Ray, who's a renewing member. He's from Northeast Portland. Ryan, a brand new member. Yay, we love you. Please keep calling in, you new members in Northeast Portland. And Jesse, a renewing member from Southeast Portland. Every one of you is making a difference with your dollars, and the offer of this conference is really a way to double your bang with that. The other part of it is, if you can't go to the conference and you're interested in this topic and you really want to hear more about it, you can do a minimum pledge of $5 a month, $60 pledge, and get the Economics of Happiness. It's a DVD that's been produced by Steve Gorlick, who you've been hearing on this show, and Helena Norberg Hodges. And it is just a really dense with information and inspiration about how are we going to move forward with a different kind of economy, because more and more of us know that the kinds of economies running the world right now are not going to work. We're not going to have a planet if we leave them in charge. So please, I've heard your numbers. I've heard the phone ring. We need to hear it more so that we can make our goal for this show and show the support for the environment and for KBOO. It's 877-500-5266. Also, don't forget, this is your chance to show support for Joanne. I know there's a lot of you listeners out there who love her. I see you when you run into her and say, oh, I love your show. So you too, please pick up the phone, 877-500-5266.
Because you know I'm going to ask if you are a member when you stop me, right?
That's right. That's right.
That's going to be my first question. So you don't want to be caught off guard with that. Again, the number is 877-500-5266, or you could go online to kboo.fm. And so Stephen Gorlick is who I've been speaking with about the economics of happiness. And it occurred to me while we were in our pledge drive that there needs to be a way to bring very low-income people and middle-class people together to really struggle through what this new economy could look like. And I was so pleased to see that Right to Dream 2 and Right to Survive are part of the partners for this conference. What's been your experience in other locations that have actually created these forums where you actually have people from very disparate economic backgrounds coming together to solve these global problems?
Well, you know, that's just one of the many divides that we're trying to bridge. You know, we tried to bridge the north-south divide, the poor-affluent divide, or the poor-middle-class divide, and the divide between all these the siloed activist groups. I'm very pleased to hear about these organizations that are dealing with houseless people being co-sponsors of the conference. I don't believe that that has been the case at previous conferences.
That's an Oregon thing.
That's a very encouraging sign. I mean, we always do make reduced rates or scholarships available to students or low-income people.
Right.
So we try to encourage them to come to our conferences. But I will say that, in a way, the middle classes are sort of a target audience for us, because they have much more clout and, in a way, responsibility for the current situation. You know, poor people have been, in a way, much more the victim of this economy. They have, you know, they're not going to be able to buy local food. They're not going to be able to go to the farmer's market as easily as the middle class. So the middle class has both more responsibility for change, I believe, than the lower income people. But you're absolutely right. We definitely desperately need more dialogue between all sorts of groups. And I wanted to get back to one thing you said before the break, which was that we already know that free trade treaties are, have been really destructive.
Right.
I think that that, Joanne, is because you listen to KBOO and Democracy Now, and that is not typical. And I think that the average American does not know that the free trade treaties have been so destructive, or they're only dimly aware of it, because you will not hear that in the mainstream media. You'll hear that, you know, we have a problem because economic growth in China has dropped down to 7.4%,
right,
and that, you know, we need more global growth in order to, you know, keep people employed. You hear all this basically corporate propaganda for the status quo.
Yes.
And free trade treaties are always portrayed as a way to stimulate economic growth. That's the, you know, the essential
the
propaganda.
Absolutely.
And they don't, you know, they what they do is they give, they hand more power over to corporations, as you know. They disenfranchise and marginalize poor farmers and poor campesinos all over the third world. But most people don't know that.
Yes. Well, we're going to have to end on that note. I've been speaking with Stephen Gorlick from the Economics of Happiness. Thank you so much, new members. Thank you, Steve, for always making us sound good. I'm Joanne Hardesty. See you next week. Same time, same place, same station. Have a great day.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Don't give up. You are listening to your community radio station, KBOO Portland, a minute before 9 o'clock here on this Thursday morning. And we hope you'll stay with us all morning long. Coming up in an hour, Chris Andre will be hosting Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary. Then at 10:15, Flashpoints is off today. Instead, we'll be hearing a talk on deep ecology. At 11 o'clock on the radio zine, Jean Bradley speaks with Ellen Morse Bishop about her new book, Living with Thunder, Exploring the Geologic Past, Present, and Future of the Pacific Northwest. And at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, SW Concert interviews Scott McLeod about his 500-page graphic novel magnum opus, The Sculptor. That is all coming up after we hear from Teresa Mitchell. She's hosting Press Watch with the news you're not supposed to know. That's next on KBOO.
And now, a blast from the past, a little tidbit from the KBOO archives.
All the world is a stage. I know that's an old cliche, but how true most of the time. My world is the stage. I'm Darcel 15,